mean, Rabbi, he's talking Yilu Shechina, whatever it was. Okay, we're going to start the Gemara today. The Gemara just adds again. Rav Chisda Shechita was Gedulim is not Mavato Iker, ever. Ever. The Gemara said, Rav Chisda, right? We have three Shechitas so far. With Rav Yanai, who seemed to say Gedulim are Mavato Iker always. On the other extreme, we have Rav Chisda now, who said Gedulim are never Mavato Iker. And in the middle, we had Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Gedulim are not Mavato Iker most of the time, but the Chumrah it is. And he also said that when it's Shemitah, since it's natural growth and no human action is involved, their Gedulim are Mavato Iker. That was Rabbi Yochanan's thing so far that we went through, yes.
Why we said we get not, but there was two against three, two against
one. That's part of that, yeah. No, it's that was the original treatise. Rav Chisda's a new one.
Okay. He wasn't referring to these.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No, you should be
Michael
me. Rav
Chisda said that it is batul. He says, I will hold you because there's two people that hold like...
Again, Rav Chisda said it is batul. Rav Yirmiya told him there's two against it.
Right.
So that was Rav Yanai, who was the first one who said it is batul. Rav Chisda was quoting Rav Yanai. And there was Rabbi Yainas and Rabbi Yechanan that said it's not batul. I called it Rabbi Yechanan. I should have said Rabbi Yainas and Rabbi Yechanan.
Not usually.
Yeah, there were exceptions to that rule where it is batul. I'm not going to go through all of it. Chumrah is one. Aide Karka was another one by Shemitah that it's natural. There might have been another one I missed along the way, but that's what it is. Now Rav Chisda came and said it's not batul at all. So we brought him a bride that said it is batul. So he answered that it's not batul. All that bright cement is the addition, not the ikr. That means Rav Chisda is introducing Gedulim and never mabatul the ikr. So the Gemara said, isn't that Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita in Masechtas Gittin? And it sounds like Rav Shimon Gamliel is the only one that says this. So the Gemara answered yesterday that this was Rav Shimon Gamliel talking. It is Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he's the one that said this bright. That was the answer we gave yesterday. That's what we're up to. Now the Gemara is going to give a second answer. That this Brisa is not Rav Shimon Gamliel. But there's a difference between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Brisa. Because the question we were dealing with, an interesting question again, not sure exactly what bothers the Gemara so much, but the Gemara was bothered, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the way the Rush learned, that Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to be saying something unique. And now that you found the Brisa that says a similar thing, he's not unique. And the Gemara answered, it's because it's him. That was the first answer. The second answer is that Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Brisa do part ways. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is unique, and the Brisa is also unique. It's an other Mandiyamar. It's not Rav Shimon Gamliel, and it's not the same as Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why not? Zakta Gemar Viatkan. According to the Rush, Viatkan is a new answer. Again, I don't know how Rabbeinu Artsko learns, but as I said at the beginning of the week, and I repeated it a number of times, and I will say it again about three times, I don't know how Rabbeinu Artsko learns, but the Rush learns that the Atkan is a new answer. No, the Brisa is not Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because the Atkan is Shamat Leil Rav Shimon Gamliel the Loi Katarach. When did Rav Shimon Gamliel say... What?
Locate
us on the page. I'm sorry. The Testament Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line from the top. The Atkan, like Shamat Leil Rav Shimon Gamliel the Loi Katarach. Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking in a case where there was no involvement. The tree was growing, half in Eretz Yisrael, half in Chutz Laretz. Nobody got involved. There was no human involvement in this thing. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, the nutrition, the whatever comes up, stays separate. Half is mutter, half is usher. They're not mabal to each other. That's what he was talking about. Avalechet ketarach balto beruba. It could be when a guy plants something and he's matriach himself, he's involved in making this mixture by planting something which will grow. He didn't do that by the tree. The tree is growing. It's half... excuse me, please. I hope you don't mind. Half in and half out. There's no tircha. It grows by itself. Shimon Gamliel said, nothing is mabato anything. But over here, he planted something in the brisa before. He planted it in Shemitah, he planted it in the sixth year, the black leaves, the green leaves that we talked about yesterday. So he did a tircha. Maybe there, Rav Shimon Gamliel would say, the Gedulim are mevatul the Iker. You don't see that in a place of Tircha, Reb Shimon Gamliel would say what he said. So it's not Reb Shimon Gamliel this Braisa. He wouldn't agree to this Braisa. He would say over here, maybe it is Batul. He wouldn't agree to Reb Chisda's interpretation that the Braisa is saying that the Tosfos is Usher and the Ikar is Mutter. He wouldn't agree to that. You don't. Your question was, Reb Shimon Gamliel seems to be saying his own Shita. He is. Because this Braisa is not agreeing with him. That's the answer. Why is it not agreeing with him? Because you have no proof that in the case that his Raisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel will say what he says. Zuck the Rush. Please. I'm not going to answer you. I'm going to do the Rush. The ad kind of shaman another Reb Shimon Gamliel, Zuck the Rush, Shinuya Achvinahu, Kamashani. This is a new answer. Vahki Perucha. Had the Kashaloch, the high Tanit of Tzolom, Reb Shimon Gamliel Islachat Svara. Your problem was that the Braisa and the Reb Shimon Gamliel are saying the same thing. And with the Tani Reb Shimon Gamliel Eimer, and the Masechtas Gittin says the word Reb Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Mashma, it seems to say the Elo Chude is Lahayach Zorah. He's the only one that says it. And this Braisa said the same thing. That was yesterday's question. So yesterday we answered, the Braisa is Reb Shimon Gamliel. Today we're saying, Badai Reb Shimon Gamliel Loi Shavar Da'ach Tana Reb Tzolom. He does not agree to this Braisa. Why? When did Reb Shimon Gamliel say you have a mixture and one does not affect the other? Well, you didn't do anything. You're going to be Elam, the Iri Bay. It's talking about a tree. You didn't mix them. It mixed on its own. You had nothing to do with this mixture. This tree grows. It's an automatic mixture. Half is coming from Eretz Yisrael. Half is coming from Chutz Lars. What? He said the Nabavato, half is Usher and half is Mutter. The part that's Chiev is Chiev, the inside is out, the that's what he said. That we said yesterday. I will betell him the Tarach Lazarim. But by onions where you work to plant it, Chashu Chachamim Al Tirkai. The Chachamim were Chayshish about his father, and it's supposed to say, V'loi Svirin Le'ach Svarim. He wouldn't agree that the Taisus is Usher and the Ikar is Mutter, or the Taisus is Mutter and the Ikar is Usher. When you do a Maisa, maybe there the Chacham say, it is Mavato. That's what the Rush learns. This is the beginning of what I don't understand. Because there's a lot of coolers here. We're saying the eighth year, the Gedulim are Mutter, the Ikar is Usher. But in the seventh year, the Gedulim are Mutter, I'm sorry, the Gedulim are, in the eighth year, the Gedulim are Mutter, and the Ikar is Usher. Right, that's what the Braisa said, according to Reb Chisda. And the seventh year was the opposite. The Gedulim were Usher, and the Ikar is Mutter. And because you were Matriach, Reb Shimon Gamliel would say there, no, it would be Mavav to each other. Rabbinically, I can understand L'chumra, but I can't understand L'kula. The Braisa says it both ways, seventh to sixth, eighth to seventh. So Reb Shimon Gamliel would not agree to this Braisa. He would say it is Mavato, not like Reb Chisda. Okay, but I understand it one way. But how could Rabbanan come along and say, because you worked, we're going to make it Bato? You want to tell me because you worked, we're going to make it Bato the Chumra? I won't understand why, but I'll accept that. Not that I have a Brera. I'll accept it anyway, understand. I'll try to understand it. But to say because you worked, we're going to be Megal? And Shemitah, which is a Deraisa, that's part one that I don't understand. I'm not the only one. Yes. Yes, what was your question?
Just the Vav, isn't that...
I know, it's a very hard thing. You have to write a letter to the Rush about
I
that. It bothered me up.
I thought no one noticed it.
Yeah, I noticed it. And the Rush seems to say it's not a problem. It's not the way usually the Gemara says. It says by the same, again... And our Rabbi Nowatzka will not learn the Gemara this way, because the Ran doesn't learn the Gemara this way. But again, we're learning Rush. He would disagree with Rav Chisda. We wanted to say that the Braisa according to Rav Chisda is Rav Shimon Gamliel. No, it's not. Rav Shimon Gamliel would not necessarily agree to this.
But this Kula, we're saying, is only by community.
It's a Kula and a Chumra, either way, yeah. Half is Mutter, half is Usher, half is Mutter. Not all Usher, not all Chayiv and Meiser. Again, you want to look at it, you can look at it. It's two sides to the coin. Right. Okay. Zog the again, I'll try my best. Frank the Gemara. No, it's not so simple. Frank the Gemara. Because Hecha the Gatarak Batu Baruba? Are you telling me now that according to Shimon Gamliel, when you work, it will be Batu? Barry Mice, Litra Meiser Tebel. We had this case. A guy planted a Litra Meiser that was Tebel for Trumas Meiser, if you remember. He took Meiser region that would not separate a Trumas Meiser and he planted it into the ground. It said that that tenth that he planted, that Litra, has to still get Trumas Meiser off of it. Now he was Matriach, he planted it. She's telling me now that Shimon Gamliel would say it's Batul. So why isn't it Batul?
Become like the new stuff?
Become like the new stuff. And you shouldn't have to take Trumas Meiser. That's the Gemara's question. I'll repeat it 5 times that I understand it. I'll say it right away. The Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel just said, according to our second Teretz, that when you work, then the Gedulim are Mevato the Iker. When you matriach yourself and you plant it, the Gedulim are Mevato the Iker. Well, we had the case of Litra Meiser Tevel. You planted Meiser region, and the Brisa said you have to separate Trumas Meiser on the original. What happened? You planted it, you worked to become Batul. You shouldn't have to give Trumas Meiser. That's the Gemara's question.
Perhaps
I have no idea what you're saying.
In other words, he has to give again.
He has to give everything Meiser. That's what the Brisa said. The Saseris will be plus Trumas Meiser on the original.
But from the Igers, give anything again. Is that not the Chazan at all?
Yes, totally. That's what it said.
Yes.
Take a look again. We had this price that turned back to the Chesem at base, 4 lines to the bottom, and it said, Litra Meiser Tevel Shazar Bekarki Bishbichu Yekesel Litrin Chayavet V'Meiser Bishvihin V'Aisel Litra Meiser Lami Baka Maka Lubi Cheshman. So it's that.
You can't
say what's going to be using. I don't know. He's going to Kula. I mean, he's saying that was that what I would have answered, Lukumra. Right, that's what I would have said, but the Gemara seems to say that if he holds it's bottle both ways. Again, I don't understand it because those are my questions, but I'm reading what he says. Dr. Rush. Part of Litra Meiser Tebel, the Avagav the Tarek Lazara, Loi Betel the Midaraisa. Not bottle Midaraisa. Now, the Achranim are very bothered with the word Midaraisa. If Shimon Gamliel was talking about that if you're matriach, the Rabbanon let you say it's batul. And all of a sudden, he says, we see it's not batul with the Raisa. Hello? We never talked about the Raisa a moment ago. That Achranim say it's a mistake, it shouldn't say with the Raisa, I don't know. It's not like I understand it better if it was saying Rabbanon. But what? I'm not changing the Girsa. I'm saying that Achranim have a problem with the word with the Raisa. I'm not ready to change Girsa to the Raisa. And please don't change it in Gemara, because you're not allowed to change in the prints. You're allowed to write on the side. You're not allowed to write in the print.
We already put it in the print anyhow.
Instead of Midaraisa, said Rabbanan. In the rush. You're not allowed to change the print to the rush either.
Really?
It's a chayram.
Even on the before
show? Yes, you're not allowed to change in the print. Because no offense to anybody. How do you know you're right? Maybe this is right, and the rush would explain it. No, the Bach doesn't change Rashi either. He writes it on the side. Doesn't change Titus either. He writes it on the side. The only thing you're allowed to correct is a printer's error. We have two Gemaras, and one has one word, and one has the other word, and it doesn't make any sense. It's a printer's error, which happens. But you can't correct the Girsa. How do you know you're right? It's a Cherub from the Rishaitim. You're not allowed to change the text. On the side, you can write. Nearly, then it should say that. Okay, so you can write whatever you want. People will either take you seriously or they won't take you seriously. But don't change the rush. Don't blame the rush for you. You know what Sam Saver used to say. I don't mind that people say my Torah in their name, but please let them not say their Torah in my name.
Say that again.
I don't mind that people...
Who said
it? Yes.
What about drawing a line through?
I have no problem with English translation. Even Rabbeinu Artscroll, who I hold so much of, I have no problem with that.
You know, the Ruvain Marsh was talking about.
What? I don't mean it facetiously. I have unbelievable respect. Millions of people learn better because of art school. It's an adaima. It's a scar that's limitless. Limitless. I agree. And who knows how many languages. Here in America, a yeshiva person is embarrassed to walk with an English art school. In Israel, they all walk with Trachtensteins. Everybody. You walk into any Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim, and they're learning from Trachtenstein. They don't call it art school. They call it Trachtenstein.
As someone I know once said, I'm trying to teach myself English.
No, the scholar is unbelievable. I have a Yerushalmi Hebrew art school. When I learn Yerushalmi, I use it all the time. He's very clear. He works through. My only problem was he doesn't stick to one shot. He learns like the Pnei Maisha, and 10 lines later he learns like the Karben Eda, and 15 lines later he learns like the Chaim Kanievsky. It's wonderful. But if somebody wants to learn Yerushalmi and have ape shot, it's wonderful. But if you want to learn the Karben Eda shot, the Sugya, you get the hard piece, he switches to the Pnei Maisha shot. Not a contradiction, but it's a difference. It's not one. That's what bothers me. It would be like in English. I don't know if he does it. He learns the Ram for half the Sugya, then it gets very difficult. Not because it's a stira, but because it's a hard Gemara, and he decides that this Gemara, the Rosh, is much easier than it's mine. So he'll switch to a different one. There's nothing wrong with that. But then you're not learning with the Rada, you're not learning with the Rosh, which is also fine. But I like to learn with Wamba Firish.
This is an obvious, editorial board decision.
100%.
It's done in combination in the notes of the English. It's the exact same thing, that they will... Many, many
different. Yeah, 100%. I have no problem. I'm not here to criticize.
The notes are just
a right. But anyway, they do. But in the notes, they explain themselves very well. Okay, Biker. Ever the Gemara. Shiny Gabi Meister. This not Shmaran of Shimon Leo. Because over there, it's not Bantul for a different reason. Because the Amikra, Aser to Aser, as called Tvua Zarecha, I'm reading the end of the Pasuk. I think the Bach might add it in.
It's like you skipped a line. You skipped a line.
No, I didn't. Right, Litra Meiser, I spoke this out. I might not have read it, but I said it. And for the Gemara, Shaini Gabi Meiser, Damakra Aser Ta Aser, and the Pasik ends as called Tfuah Zarecha. So now, the Gemara seems to be saying a new thing. That the Torah is telling me that when I have chulin and I plant it, I have to give Meiser everything that grows. What do you mean? The Iker already was chulin. But the Torah said, Aser to Aser is called to a Zarecha. Give Meiser everything that comes from your plant. So the Torah said, give Meiser for everything. But only things that you usually plant, which is Heter. But Iser, which you usually don't plant, is not bottled. So the Gemara's answer is that even though Rav Shimon Gamliel said when it's Gematriach, it's bottled, that's when you planted something that you were supposed to plant. But when you're planting something that you weren't supposed to plant, then the Torah never said it's bottled.
Maybe that's what
he means for the right. Okay. Zuck to Rosh. No. And for the Rosh. Asher to Asher's kol to a Zarecha. Shetzarech la Asher's kol ma'ash shet batl basada. Torah is saying give myself everything. Don't ask me, I, the Iker. Torah says it becomes Tevil again. That's what the Torah said. I said to Asher, it's called Tvua Zarecha. Right. The Davke Mesukenes, Shederech Adam Lezraya. Avu Yisura, the Loi Zari and Chi, Loi Hadra Latifla. But things that you're not supposed to plant, Tevil, doesn't go back to its status. Therefore, it's not Batul. That's the Gemara. Now, we had this Gemara 2 Gemara ago. The Gemara said, I'm sorry?
You don't like that either?
No, I don't like it. Not I don't like it. I don't understand it. I like the Rosh a lot. I just don't understand it. Litra b'tzalim shetikna b'zara misaseres l'fi kula. The Gemara brought that Raya 2 Gemara ago. And the Gemara said, you see, Gedulim are about to anchor. If this, I would have said, there's a Xeris HaKosev, Aser to Aser, Skol to a Zarecha. Why doesn't say that? Why it says, well, chum reshaini, you want to give all kinds of terutzim. If this is a deraisa of Asit Asit's called to a Zarecha, where was that till now? But this Gzeret HaKazim, it says, maybe? I don't know, it's a whole new... We're just introducing a whole new factor. Maybe Rabbi Yechon agrees to that. How can you ask Rabbi Yechon from there?
That would explain it.
The Gemara should have answered that. The Gemara doesn't answer that. Okay. You're happy. I'm happy. I'm happy that you're happy. I'm not happy, but I'm happy that you're happy.
Why aren't you happy?
I don't understand this Gemara. The Gemara, I'm going to say something that I'll probably burn for saying. By the time the Gemara is finished, they made so many chalukim, it's like almost impossible to figure out when something would be bottled and something wouldn't be bottled. We just introduced a new deraisa that we didn't have before. We introduced tircha, which was a new svara that we never had before, that tircha should affect...
Went the other way.
Right, the other way, I'm just saying. Right? And then we had... It's just like... This all developed in four lines, and then you have to go back and start the whole sugya over, that according to Rav Gamliel, it was a whole new sugya. Like, where was he till now? Why couldn't the Gemara answer Rabbi Yechon holds like Rav Gamliel? The pasuk says, "Aset Asis Kol Tuas Arecha Teres Hakasim." That would have saved so much discussion about Chumrah and this and that. Doesn't say it. He just says he was not triach. Those are the words. Okay, anyway. I caught it as best as I could. Do I understand it? Not well enough to really explain.
I don't understand. The Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael. He had his Rebbeim there, right? You learned this, right?
Yes, I learned it with the Ron, and I didn't understand it there either.
But Rebbeim couldn't explain to Rebbe?
I don't remember ever discussing it with them. I was 15 years old. Was it 15? Yeah, I was 15.
You only learned it once?
That was the first time I learned it. When I was 15. After that, I learned it myself, not in yeshiva. I learned it, no, Daf Yomi. When I learned myself, I just, you know, I tried to learn also, you know, besides Daf Yomi. So, I learned it a number of times in the Dharam. It was the first Masechta that I felt that I learned pretty well. You know, but, and I learned it, and I didn't understand it then, and I don't remember talking to my Rebbeim. I was a 15-year-old Bacher. I don't remember if I went over to ask my Rebbeim. A long time ago, 15 years ago, when I was 15 years old. Again, I don't remember whether I asked my Rebbeim, and I didn't understand them, or I didn't even ask my Rebbeim. I don't think we learned it in Shir. We learned this ourselves. In Shir, we learned the beginning of the Dharma. I mean, we learned a lot more than you learn Yeshiva now. I mean, we learned first pairing, second pairing, Barpada, fourth pairing, fifth pairing, and Shir. But we didn't learn the seventh pairing, at least I don't remember.
My whole thing was, how does a person remember which onion he planted where and what? You write everything down, like back location, this onion, what this,
or... I have no idea. Okay, from here to the end of the pairing, I do understand. So let's start now to New Gemara. Gufa Amar Reb Chanina Tirsa Amar Reb Yanai. He was the first man the Amar we mentioned 2.5 years ago. Batul Shal Truma Shanatai. Reb Yanai holds Gedulim is always Mavatul Deikar. You have an onion of Truma that you planted, Verab Gedulim Alikrai Mutter. Mavatu it. In fact, the Gemara, remember the Gedulim Hesher Malin is Hesher? Is Reb Yanai telling us Gedulim are Mavatul Deikar? Which he is telling us, by the way. But then, the Mishnah says not that way. The Mishnah says, Gedulei Truma Truma. The Mishnah says that when you plant something Truma, it's Truma. It's a Mishnah. How can Rabbi Yanai argue with a Mishnah? This is a question we could have asked 2.5 years ago, but we were busy with the other Mandi Amrim. We didn't concentrate on Rabbi Yanai. We worked on Rabbi Yechanan. We worked on Rabbi Chizda. Now we're going back to the original Rabbi Yanai. You said Gedulei and Mavatu Iker. I have a Mishnah that says it's not. Dr. Gemara Begidula Gedulin Kaminan. Dr. Biana, you're right. That Mishnah is talking about Gedulim. I'm talking about Gedule Gedulim. Meaning, that's a Rechumra, that Gedule Truma is Truma. Because they don't want people planting Truma to get rid of Truma. But the Gedule Gedulim, the next step, that's Mavapu.
When does it become the next?
When you plant the Gedulim. You planted it, then you planted the gedulah. So the next thing is gedulah, gedulah. It came from truma.
You still didn't take truma from it?
It's truma.
The first stage is truma. You're supposed to take truma and make it...
No, it's truma.
Oh, you mean it belongs to the kohen?
Yes.
I don't understand. First you had truma, then you had the gedulah, which is truma also. And then you planted that second generation.
Right.
And that third generation...
is not truma.
Why?
Because the whole thing that it's truma is a chumrah. And therefore, the gedulah gedulin is mevato the ikar.
What do you mean second generation is a chumrah?
What?
Why is it a chumrah?
Because biblically it should be batul, gedulah ma batul de'ikar. That's what Rabbi Yare holds. Frank the Gemara, it's not true. Hanami taninan. Rabbi Yare doesn't have to tell me that. It's true, but it's not true. Gedulah gedulah chulin. Gedulah gedulah is chulin. It's a beferisha Mishnah. So what is Rabbi Yare telling me? That third generation is batul. Hello? The Mishnah told me that. It's too far removed. And for the Gemara, Kamash Malan, I feel the Bedavish Ein Zare Kala. From the Mishnah, you would say, that's my wheat. You plant wheat, truma. What grows is truma. You plant that, what grows is chulin. But an onion, that it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't disappear. You plant it, the gedulim are truma. And maybe, since it's still here, this onion, the gedulim should be truma as well. So Rabbi Yana comes and tells me, no, even by onions, gedulah gedulim are mutter. That's his finish. Frank the Gemara, it's not true. But man hatevel gedulah of mutterim, v'davish ezari kala, avadavish ein zari kala, gedulah gedulim asurim. Ktevel that grows, right, we treat it like new grain. You don't have to worry about the fact that the seed was tevel. But ein zari kala, it's never batul. Even gedulah gedulah. So you can't answer me that Rabbi Yana is telling me that it's batul gedulah gedulah when the Mishnah says ain't zari kala, it's not batul gedulah gedulah. And for the Gemara, ribuya de rabba gedulah ha'okatari. Right. And for the Gemara, ribuya de rabba gedulah ha'okar mutra kamash malah. Rabbi Yana learns that which we say gedulim is mevato, not mevato the ikur, by truma, but by tebo, by ein zari kala, even gedulim, is if they're not more gedulim than the ikur. It's not rabu gedulim ala ikur. It's even. Then, we say, since it's ein zari kala, it remains usher. But if there's more gedulim, then it is mevato the ikur. So that Mishnah is talking about when there's no more gedulim than the ikur by ein zari kala. It's equal. But if it's more, then it is mevato. So Rabbi Yana is only talking about when the gedulim are more. And that Mishnah is talking about the gedulim are not more. Zog to Rash. But nami tanina, I iwi nami begedula gedulim. Akati ikilat shuya, my kamash, la Mishnah shenayin, shleim shenayin, it's a prepared Mishnah. Gedula gedulim mutarim. Save the Achmisna the Gedula Truma Truma. It's the same Mishnah. Non Tevo Gedula Mutarim. Kivin da Pilla Gedula Gedulam Shal Tevo Lasura Medavish Ein Zari Kala. Kosh Ken Truma. The Medavish Ein Zari Kala Gedula Truma Truma. Gedula Tevo Kulam. And for the Gemara Rebuya the Rabbi Gedula Val Ikrai. Right? It's the more than the Ikr, the Mutar Kamashula. The other Asa Gedula Gedulam Beloy Rabbi. I will rub off of the gedulah matarim. The gedulah heter malinus iser.
Even the first stage?
Even the first stage. That's what he said. So, Eilach Hanami, Rabbi Yana holds gedulah ma'alim b'ikr. I had a mission to say gedulah ma'aser. It wasn't right.
Exactly for even Stephen?
Even Stephen. Again, as I said at the beginning of the week, it's going to be a tough Gemara. For me, the tough Gemara was towards the end. Till Gufa. Gufa is a new thing, so I was able to understand that better. But I got all confused there, so...
So
whatever you said, Madrin or whatever.
I know what it means. I'll come back. I hope so one day. I hope to understand that I'm not finished. I hope I haven't signed off yet.
No, I didn't mean, I'm not saying you're looking forward to it again.
Isn't having no luck mean I hope to go back?
That's what I'm saying. That's
so what's wrong with hoping to go back? In fact, leading that in today, I plan to look up again to see if I can figure it out.
I
did.
You did?
I thought I did. Maybe not. You're right. Now Gidule Truma Truma, Mishni prepared test the Trumas, Mefarish time prepared time of the Shabbos. Why did they say that? Because they're afraid that people will keep the Truma to plant it, and then they'll eat Truma. So therefore they said, if you plant it, you don't gain anything. Hold it. Delay it. They'll hold it. Mashile, they'll hold it. Dr. Mishni Vaita. Kind of the test goes to here. It does not go into the next verse.
Only 9 questions.
You answer all those 9 questions, really understand what you're talking about. I didn't ask any questions on what I didn't understand. I don't think I did. How can I mark it when I don't know what I'm talking about? Dr. Mishnah. Kind of Yayin Shani Trayim Hayayim. A guy bans himself from wine that he will taste today, meaning he won't taste wine today. The question becomes is, does today mean 24 hours, or does today mean the calendar day, which by the Jewish religion ends at night? What does the word today mean? Does today mean I have 24 hours, that's the length of a day?
From the moment he says it?
Yeah. Is it Meisleis, or is it the calendar day? So Dr. Harris, paskin that it's the calendar day, and so does the Mishnah. Now, I'm not going to translate Tekshach directly. It can be Shkia, it can be Teis, it can be anywhere in between. When the day is over, whatever you decide, the day is over. 42 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 72 minutes, whatever you want to say, the day is over, the day is over. Shabbazu.
Shkia also.
I said that.
No.
Right. I started. I said, I'm not going to say whether it's Shkia or Tzeis or in between.
No, because the wife said it would be 40.
Because I was 6 months. Okay. Right.
Because there's only one Shkia.
Rabbi.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What's the Havamina on the first sentence here? What would be the alternative understanding of day? Of today? Or?
The day is 24 hours. But a person says, you have a whole day. Now, in our vernacular, it only means today. But first of all, in our vernacular, it doesn't even mean to midnight. In English, day ends at midnight. But when people say, I'll do it today, I don't think they mean to midnight. Maybe I'm wrong.
They won't do it.
No, but this was a different culture. So do they mean from 10:17 a.m. when I'm saying this until 10:16 a.m. the following day?
That's the question. That's exactly the question. And the Mishnah is telling me people don't mean that. They mean the calendar day.
They don't mean it in reference.
I mean, who would... Okay.
People count.
I'm sorry?
Nightfall.
I'm sorry, Harvey?
It just doesn't sound like that's how people speak in any era to me, that they would mean 24 hours. They might mean until the time the sun rises, and it's the same kind of, I don't know, quality of day.
Tomorrow we'll discuss some of this. I think it'll become clearer Monday morning. But that's the Gemara.
Like everything else.
We'll see when the Gemara talks.
In the work world, sometimes we use the work day, end of work day, you'll have to do by 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock, something like that.
Again, see, all the din with the Darim is it depends on what people mean.
Right.
It changes all the time.
Right.
So, Ramayja just said it means the Jewish day. Maybe today wouldn't mean the Jewish day. When you say you'll do something today, you have no Havamina that you mean Toshkia. It's not what you mean.
Right, today I wouldn't say that.
So then again, it depends on language. The Mishnah is telling you in those days, Yoy Mechad meant till it got dark.
Okay.
That's all. Also remember, and I know the doctor's going to have a lot of things to say about this, but also remember that in those days when things turned dark, the world shut down. There was no artificial light. There was candles. But you worked by day, you slept by night, you relaxed by night. The tumult that was going on stopped. There was no nightlife. Nightlife is an invention that happened later. In those days, it was daylife, and at night, you slept. And when you got up in the morning, when it turned light, not at 9:30 in the morning, but when it turned light, you got up, because the night, that's when you functioned. You functioned during the light, and you didn't function that much during the dark. So in those days, Hayoi meant till it got dark. Yes.
All we're doing is exactly what you said. The Dorum hinges on understanding.
Exactly what I'm saying. So.
And as far as being a 24-hour day, as I recall in the Bubba, contractually with various rentals and things like that, a day can mean 24
again,
hours.
That's why, again. You know, this is the problem here, and that's my fault. If we learned the Mishnah, and we learned the beginning of the Gemara, all this conversation would be non-existent.
And I was just going to throw in the Torah, Yom can mean a year.
Yes.
And homiletically, Yom can mean 1,000 years.
Again, we're going back here. The Mishnah says the way people spoke in those days, when a guy said Hayom, he said Aser Achatavsha.
You have to limit this with regards to the Dorum. With regards to
again,
the contract.
No, I hate to say this, Doctor. We're talking without reading. I hate to say this. We don't make decisions on this till we read a Mishnah.
Your point is very well taken.
So then don't draw any conclusions.
That's why I put my hand down. But then it kept proliferating that Yom always means...
I'm a very big believer that we should give the Mishnah a chance. Shabbazu, Asir B'chol HaShabbos, the Shabbos L'Shavar. Shabbazu means this week. The day of Shabbos is considered this week. Shabbos does not belong to next week. Shabbos belongs to this week. Dr. Adrash, Achatech Shech Shekein Derech B'nei Adam. Sha'imim Hayayim, writes in Leimer, Adash Lamas Hayayim. This is what people mean. Shabbazu, Hayayim B'emtza Shabbos, the Amish Shabbazu, Asa B'chal HaShavua the whole week. V'ashabbos sh'avar, v'asher nami b'yayim ha-shabbos, hihu b'chlal sh'avar. Now let me explain something. In the Lashon Kodesh language, many times, I'm not going to say all the time, because I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, because I don't know all the time, but many times, the word for the whole is the same word as the main part of the whole. The word banim means children. The word banim means sons. Because without getting involved in getting into trouble today, the main children are a person's sons. They carry his name. A daughter goes into her husband's family. A son is your family. Cheresh. Cheresh means somebody who can't hear. It also means someone who can't hear and can't talk. It's the same word. Why? Because the main part of a person who can't hear and can't talk is that he can't hear. Because usually if he can hear, he can talk. In those days, when a person couldn't hear, he could never learn how to talk. Because he couldn't talk. You learn how to talk by hearing words. Shabbos means a week. But Shabbos means the day of Shabbos. Because it's the main part of the week. So therefore, a week is called by the name of the main part of it. Again, that's a side issue. That happens to be true. No, it's the last Shabbos. This week ends Maitre Shabbos, Parshas Yisrael. Shabbos belongs to this week. Shabbos is not next week. Sunday. Right, and Shabbos is the end of the week. Okay, that's what it says. No, it's not. Not in vernacular of people. When you tomorrow Sunday, you're not going to say I'm still in Parshas Yisrael. That's a different halacha.
Yeah.
You can make up dollar on Tuesday. You're right. Toshkia. You can. Has nothing to do. You can't make Kiddush on Wednesday, even though Wednesday belongs to this Shabbos. By the way, it's not a coincidence that on Wednesday in the Yom we say Luchud Aranana. It's the beginning of Shabbos. But that's the preparation, and that's the after.
Maybe just thought of this now?
No. No, many a time.
Really?
Yes. I think I heard it when I was in Yeshiva. Somebody told it to me 50-some years ago. It's rotten Svarim. It's not good. Svarim say that. On Wednesday, you start preparing for Shabbos in your Machshava. Again, I don't know Kabbalah at all, but whoever told it to me 50-some years ago told me, and Dr. Schwab, I don't know Kabbalah. Nefesh, the person gets a nefesh and a ruach and a neshama. And there are different levels of nefesh, ruach, and neshama that a person gets. There's one he gets Friday night. There's one he gets Shabbos morning. And there are different points in davening that comes into. And then there's one he gets before Shabbos. And again, according to this person who told me this 50-some years ago when I was a teenager, he told me that on Wednesday you begin to get the nefesh, and on Thursday you begin to get the ruach, and on Friday you start getting the neshama. A level of that. Then Friday night, there are three stages of davening that you get the next level of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. One is by Mizmor LeDavid, and one is by Baruch Hu, and one is, I believe, by Shemaneh Esrei, if I remember correctly, 50-some years ago. And then Shabbos morning is also three stages. And that I don't remember clearly. Nishmas was definitely one. But that's not the point. What I'm trying to say, so when we say Wednesday is the beginning of Shabbos, it is the beginning of Shabbos. But please don't make Kiddush on Wednesday morning. Yes?
Wednesday morning, 4 o'clock on Friday.
Yes.
As you alluded to, why there are four different prayer services, because there are five different sections. But what I was going to say actually was not Kabbalah's grammar, which is the process you're referring to using the part of the first hope. It's called Synecdoche, which is a form of astronomy. And
if I were a teenager, I would remember it, but since I'm not a teenager, this is going in one ear and going right out of the other ear.
But this is present, not just one.
Yeah, okay. Could you show me an English word that's way? Everybody, by the way, should have a wonderful Shabbos for stopping you.